some other duties that will kill sin, like clothing oneself with humility, 1 Peter 5:5, like having the mind of Christ, Philippians 2:5, like putting away vengeful feelings toward others, Ephesians 4:31 and 32, like putting on the armor of God, Ephesians 6, like laying aside sinful attitudes, Colossians 3:8 and 9, adding the graces of spiritual growth, 2 Peter 1:5 to 7. But basically, the sum of it is prayer, the Word, Christ-likeness, avoiding the kinds of things that feed lust, and therefore we stop lusting. We stop sinning. Summing it all up, in 2 Corinthians 7:1, Paul says, "Beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all defilement of flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God." That is to say, it's our responsibility to do this. It is by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's the mysterious part. But my part, let us cleanse ourselves from all defilement. Get rid of it. Kill it, lest it come back in devastating fashion, as did the Amalekites. Flesh is subtle. Flesh is deceptive. It may leave you alone for a little while, make you think you're rid of it, and then it'll come back with a hellish fury. Sin, you see, is a stalker, and you can never rest. It's always lurking. When Agag comes to you cheerfully and says, "Surely the bitterness of death is past," which is another way of saying, "Well, the war is over. You're saved. You're on your way. I'm defeated. Don't worry about me." When Agag and his Amalekite friends want to make friends with you and declare an end to hostilities, that's when you grab your sword and hack them to pieces. We are not ignorant of Satan's devices. We better not be ignorant of our weapons. It is in the power of the Holy Spirit that we kill remaining sin. And we must be busy taking the sword of the Spirit, as it were, in the power of the Holy Spirit, and killing the remaining sins in our life. You must abstain from fleshly lust. You must make no provision for the flesh. You must put on the Lord Jesus Christ. You must meditate on the Word, hiding it in your heart that you might not sin. You must watch and pray lest you enter into temptation. We looked at all of those commands. We noted also that you must be filled with the Holy Spirit, for He is the power that makes it happen, and you must discipline yourself unto self-control, buffet your body so that you will not become disqualified. But let me just give you some